Business Week finds a generational trend when it comes to small businesses in America these days. Younger people seem more interested than older ones in starting small businesses. The study also finding that small business persons using more and more technology but still have trouble finding workers and time to get the work done.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Good afternoon. This is Larry McAtee, and this is Home Team. Today we're going to talk about mortgages with Archie Fisher in a minute, but as usual, a little bit of self-promotion here. Home Team Inspection Service. We're a home inspection company, and we do things in team approach, so we're in and out of your house a little quicker, but we're also giving you a thorough investigation of your home. Buying a home is the single biggest purchase you'll make in your life, and you should know what you're buying. And my goal is comfort to close. Every house has a story, and I do inspections to tell you the story, just so you know all the ins and outs of your house before you buy it. Nothing like buying a house and getting surprised, but it's a very comfortable feeling when you buy something and it's exactly what you want. Today, I want to talk a little bit, before we go to the weather, I want to talk a little bit about mothers. It's Mother's Day this weekend, and I thought it was appropriate to talk about mothers. And as I do each week, I tell you a little bit about myself and a little bit about my background. I grew up in Boston as a child. I mean, I was born in Boston, and I lived in a house with my grandfather and grandmother downstairs and my other grandparents around the corner. So, you know, you grew up in a neighborhood where everybody knew who you were and your parents knew everything that went on before you did. My Irish grandmother lived around the corner, and she lived through some tough times in Ireland, and you ate everything on your plate, and you didn't waste anything, and she was the type that would pour the milk from the cereal into a glass so she'd put it in her coffee later. And then my grandmother downstairs was one that would, you know, feed you and you just throw food at you and wouldn't care if you finished it or not. But had some pretty good, lucky enough to know my grandparents really well and my grandmothers especially. I know a lot of times these days with people having families later, you don't get the chance to do that. And I was lucky enough to grow up here in New Jersey where my kids got to know their grandparents very well. And then there's my my godmother. My godmother's in Boston, and she's like another mother to me, and she's always been there for me. And I love her to death, and she's struggling right now. Her husband has a leukemia, and I think she's beside herself because she doesn't know what she's going to do without him. And eventually, I think the disease will take his life. But hopefully we're praying for some miracles and some delays, and we'll see what happens there. That's my godmother, Mary. And then there's my two mothers. And I'll never complain. I'm a mama's boy, and my mother took care of me all my life. And unfortunately, she was taken from us with the big C. She got cancer when she was 63, and then 4 months later, she was gone. But my mother lived for everybody else. She never took care of herself because she was always taking care of everybody else, and everybody else came first. And me and my mother had a very special connection because I played ball in college, and I don't care if I was playing in North Carolina or I was playing against Penn State. If I looked up in the stands and there's 70,000 people there, my mother and I would lock eyes and she'd give me the thumbs up, and she could find me. I could find her in any crowd. My father said it's ridiculous, but then she proved him wrong. In North Carolina, I didn't even know where they were sitting, and I looked up, and then sure enough, I found my mother. It was just something that you know, it was just some kind of connection there. But it always made me feel good, and I know she loved to watch me play, so it was always a great thing. And then my mother now is my mother-in-law, Melanie. She's had some big shoes to fill since my mother's gone, and she was good friends with my mother, too. So, and she's done a great job, and she lives two doors down, and she can drive me crazy, and I bust her chops a lot, but she's there every step of the way. And so today, this being Mother's Day's weekend, make sure you take the time to thank the mothers in your lives because you know, mothers are very special people, and I saw it today. Last night I was at an opening, and there was a child in the parking lot, and the mother was walking to her car, and there was a car entering the parking lot, and yet two mothers come running out of the crowd across the parking lot to make sure people in the car saw the baby walking across the parking lot, and they came back, and I looked at them, I said, "You're both mothers, right?" And they said, "Yeah." I said, "I could tell." I mean, nobody else moved, but these two women, like, sprinted across the parking lot to make sure this driver, who did happen to see the kid, but they were going to make sure that that baby wasn't going to be in harm's way. And it reminded me that it's Mother's Day this weekend. So make sure you make that phone call. Make sure you make that call. Send that card. Send the flowers. But just make sure that they know you're out there and thank them for all that they've done for you. We're going to go right to a break, and then we're going to do the weather, and then we'll be back with Archie in a minute. So hang on.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Okay, the weather. Today it's calling for partly showers. It's pretty nice out there right now, but they're still calling for rain today at a high of 77. Looks like the summer's coming fast. Tomorrow's going to be cloudy and pretty the best day of the weekend, unfortunately, and Mother's Day looks like a washout. But maybe we'll be surprised. You know, if I was right as much as the weatherman, I'd probably be out of a job. But it's calling for rain Sunday, Monday, and partly cloudy Tuesday. Wednesday's supposed to be nice, all in the 50s and 60s. So we're looking for a little cold snap coming through here. Tough weather for baseball, I would think. But on Wednesday and Thursday, we got 66 and 67. And then the next weekend looks relatively promising, but it's a long way away. So things will change. They're calling for 70 degrees and sunny for Friday, Saturday, Sunday next weekend. So we'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Okay, we're back, and I'm here with Archie Fisher from Crown Home Mortgage. Just a little brief thing about Archie. I met Archie at a networking event up at a Remax office in Rockaway, and we sort of hit it off and talked a little bit while they were having their program there. And it's funny because we said we'd do something together, and then a couple days later, I was at a networking event in Randolph, and it was a meet and greet networking, and I met this lovely young lady, and we're talking, and she had to be a psychologist and specializing in men's problems, which we had a lot of things to talk about. But but then she said, you know, my husband's in real estate. He's actually a mortgage broker. I said, tell me his name is Archie. And she said, well, yes, it is. And then actually it was Archie's wife. So when you think about that, that was kind of coincidental. I mean, I probably have better chances of winning the lottery, but I know I'm not going to do that. So so here with me now is Archie Fisher from Crown Mortgage, and I'll let Archie introduce himself and tell you a little bit about his company, and then we're going to get on with some questions about the mortgages.
Sounds good. Thanks, Larry. And yeah, you know, what's actually interesting is Sonny would say nothing actually happens or everything is a coincidence, but for the right reasons, right? And a lot of times we think of coincidence as being something that we kind of wonder why that actually happened. But she looks at it as everything does happen. Everything is a coincidence, but for the right reasons. So, good afternoon, everybody. Larry, thank you for having me on as a guest today. My name is Archie Fisher III. I am not part of the royal family. We did have a little royal baby Archie this past week. But I am with Crown Home Mortgage, where our customers are treated like royalty. So it's kind of cool that this week I'm here being able to talk to you, Larry. Talk to the audience, and there was also a famous baby that was just born with my name. As you mentioned, I'm with Crown Home Mortgage. We are a mortgage bank, which is different from a mortgage brokerage. So just in layman's terms, what that really means is we actually originate the loans, underwrite the loans, close and post-close, all under our name with our own funds. And so that creates a unique advantage for us because everything is done in-house. It enables me to work directly with my underwriters who are local, right in Fairfield, New Jersey, so we're a local mortgage company as well. And it enables me to just work with them directly to make sure that the process is smooth for all my clients as we move forward.
Okay. So you're telling me all mortgage companies are not alike then? I mean, some people think that, you know, some people don't think there's much difference, but just there, I learned something new about being the bank. I mean, every mortgage I've ever closed ends up in Chase's hands before the, you know, 2 or 3 months out, all of a sudden I get a bill saying, oh, you know, now you got to pay Chase again.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, that's the one thing I'll say is a lot of people don't realize, even in today's marketplace, back in 2006, 7, 8, with the whole financial crisis that occurred, there was a lot of mortgages that were written that really shouldn't have been written. But ultimately what happened is all of those programs or loan products were consolidated and bundled and then serviced out. A lot of people think that part of the regulations stopped that from occurring. That still happens today. It really does. The difference is what we're doing in our industry and what really solid, strong loan officers are doing is we're trying to make sure that when we're writing mortgages for individuals who are looking to purchase a house, that we are providing them with a product and a program that enables them to have a monthly payment that they can afford, right? We don't want people over leveraged, and I think that's what really happened back in 2006, 7, and 8. So that's our big focus, absolutely.
Oh, great, great. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the mortgage process and what, you know, especially our new buyers, because, I mean, my show is focused on the home and the sale of the home and in the maintenance of the home. But maybe that you can shed a little light on, you know, okay, I got my fiance or my new wife and we're looking for a house and we think we're ready to buy. What do I have to do or what should I be doing next?
Yeah, great question. So I think that there's a home buying process that everybody should be aware of. And that really starts with one of two steps. Either A, talk to a real estate professional that you know, that you feel comfortable with, so that you can help them understand the type of house that you're purchasing. There's a lot of different types of homes, single family home, a condo, a townhouse, all which have unique components to them. The second component or the second factor that has to be done very early in the process is what's considered a pre-approval. Right, and there's something called a pre-approval and a pre-qualification. A pre-qualification is really the focus of somebody, a mortgage company pulled an individual's credit report, and they said, yep, credit score looks good. You verbally told us that you make X dollars, and so now we're just going to give you a pre-qualification letter that says that you're credit qualified to purchase a house. That to me is a big no-no, right? It really is, and the reason for that is that the proper steps aren't being done up front. Really, what you should be doing as a first-time home buyer is getting pre-approved by a professional loan officer. And what I mean by that is not necessarily going on the internet and plugging in information that you are then telling a software, a platform, how much you make. There's a lot that goes into making sure we as loan officers are doing the right thing for our clients, and that includes analyzing and vetting a lot of information up front. So as part of that pre-approval process, what we do is we'll take a look at the credit report, we'll see what's on there, and depending on how far out you're actually looking to purchase a house, you know, there's some things that we can work with you on to help get your credit score up. A lot of people don't realize what their credit scores really are, and that's something that's it's really important as you're taking those first steps to purchasing a house. What is my credit score? Credit Karma, nice platform to understand what direction your credit score is going, but you really want to talk to a mortgage professional to make sure that everything is in line when you're going to purchase a house. So that's the first step. We look at doing a credit report. The second thing then that I do is I collect a lot of key documents that an underwriter is going to be reviewing up front. That includes tax returns, pay stubs, bank statements, W-2s if you're a salaried or hourly associate. If you're self-employed, I'll be looking at your business tax returns as well. And typically, that's a two-year history on tax returns and W-2s. Pay stubs, we typically go back about 30 days just to see that there's a continuation in reoccurrence of pay. But what we'll do is we'll then analyze those numbers. A lot of times, again, people will think, well, I just got to, you know, I'm working more overtime in my new company as opposed to last year, but they might not have a full 2 years of overtime. What a lot of first-time home buyers don't understand is we may not be able to utilize all of that income. Again, you might put that on an internet website, and that internet company is going to assume that that's the income that you're making. So we'll review that. We'll look at the bank statements, as I mentioned, make sure that the funds are there and available for the down payment and purchase price. And then from there, we will do a full pre-approval letter to you as the home, the future home buyer. And what I also like to do is get it to the realtor that you're working with as well, so that way I can make my introduction to them, and we can all be working together.
Two things about that you brought to mind that come to mind. I heard you know, in my travels there with the real estate agents is one couple had pre-qualified for a mortgage and then they thought this and that and they went to put a bid in on a house but the husband went out and bought a Harley Davidson in the meantime because he said, oh well, we got approved for the mortgage, so he went out and bought a $22,000 bike, and all of a sudden they weren't pre-approved anymore. So I guess that's some of the things that you tell your people that are coming in is do's and don'ts while you're in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a few big do's and don'ts. Do not open up any new credit lines, i.e. purchasing a Harley during the home purchase transaction. Really what we want to do during the process is make sure that nothing changes from the time that we pre-approve you to the time that you're going to purchase the house and you've officially closed and have the keys in hand. One thing that's also very important for people to talk to us about is, and Larry, it's interesting, this actually happened. A client was in the process of purchasing a house. They were under application, and they decided that they were going to give their two-week notice because they were going to be moving to another company. That was occurring during the process. That's a big no-no. We don't want people switching jobs. We don't want people, doing anything that's going to drastically impact income, right, or what their job is. We're ultimately able to help close on that loan and during that process for the homeowners, but it will delay it. And one thing that I've become very aware of is when there's a timeline that's set, people want to look to adhere to that timeline. And at Crown Home Mortgage, that's one of our key focuses is the service side of it and making sure that we're adhering to the timelines.
Hang on one second. We got to run a couple commercials, and then we'll be back with Archie. I got another question about that pre-approval when we get back.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, we're back with Archie Fisher from Crown Home Mortgage. Archie, one of the questions I just have for you, and then you can go on with that. But, I mean, I saw a couple places where people were, competitively bidding, and houses, nice houses that come on the market today, it seems like they get put into play very, very quickly, and there's multiple bid situations. And I've seen agents talking about, the offer coming from a pre-certified, qualified person. And some buyers will take that over somebody who has to go out and still get qualified. Is that correct? I mean, is that what you do?
Sure, absolutely. And really, Larry, a lot of realtors want to work with home buyers that are already pre-approved, right, for a specific dollar amount. And when I say dollar amount, really making sure that they qualify for the house that they're looking at and they want to put an offer in on. And the reason for that, and quite honestly, it's going out and looking to purchase a home. Is pretty important in terms of a lot of time invested, a lot of people working to make sure that you're supported and you're able to purchase the house. And we want to make sure that during that process, you are you're looking at the homes that you're going to be able to really afford and be able to purchase. So,
some of that's self-serving in a sense. The agent's doing their job because they don't want to be showing you $450,000 houses if you're only going to qualify for a $350,000.
Correct.
And also the buyer, I mean, the seller doesn't want to waste their time going under contract and, you know, going to attorney review where everybody's spending money on attorneys. Mm-hmm. They're coming out of attorney review, they're spending money with me.
Right.
And then they're going to turn around and say, oh, well, I didn't get the mortgage or, you know, I didn't sell my old house or, you know. And continuously play a part in that, I mean, I'm sure.
Right, absolutely. And really for the home buyer, too. I mean, we don't, you know, the goal is not to have somebody fall in love with a house that they can't afford.
Right.
Right? And if it's we're not
pre-approved. Not like the twins on TV that show you the $1 million house and then they say, but you can't afford this.
No, correct, exactly.
It's like a bait and switch, you know.
Exactly. So one of the things that I always offer to my clients, to the home buyers, as well as, you know, to their realtors that are representing them, is as long as I'm doing my job up front and doing what I'm supposed to be doing, there is no reason why the listing agent cannot give me a call and make sure at a high level, not providing any type of confidential information of my buyers, but at a high level, be able to have a conversation that says, Archie, did you look at their credit report? Is everything okay there? Did you look at their income? Did you look at their assets? Are these clients a really strong client? And a lot of times I like to do that, Larry, because, you know, people have this misconception that an FHA loan, which is a government-backed loan, and we'll probably talk about mortgages and types of mortgages in a little bit, but somebody that has an FHA pre-approval is not as strong as somebody that has a conventional pre-approval. And the truth of the matter is that that's not necessarily true, right? If that pre-approval for a conventional buyer was not done correctly, but I know supporting my clients that I've done everything right for them to be able to qualify for an FHA loan, that's a whole heck of a lot stronger for the sellers, and they should be confident knowing that those buyers are going to be able to purchase that house based on the vetting process that I've done for the pre-approval.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm finding there's a lot of time and money invested in the process, and when you have setbacks at the last minute, it costs everybody money. The agents wasted time and effort. The sellers wasted opportunity and maybe scared away buyers that moved to a different house. I think it's key that you talk to professionals. I mean, I always recommend an agent. The first thing that you said, find an agent like, and not all agents are alike. So don't, you know, interview them, ask them questions. Remember, you're going to put your faith in them, especially if you go into an area that you're not familiar with it. You're going to really put a lot of faith in that agent. Second thing is find a mortgage professional that you can talk to and you can trust, and you can find out where you're at. And they can help you see through it. I mean, I bought my condo, I remember, 30 years ago, and we spent all our residual income on our wedding. And we closed on the condo the week before our wedding, and they told me I had to come up with $5,000 residual money in the bank. And I said, but I got to pay for the wedding. So I was playing a shell game. I mean, the night of my wedding, we were counting money to put in the bank to cover a check for the residual. You know, that's how tight it can get. And it was funny because I didn't know what residual income or residual, I guess, expenses money. They wanted to see 2.5 months of, you know, expenses in the bank.
Right.
And thank God my relatives, and as they say, when you have a wedding, you invite your parents' friends because they pay for the wedding. Mm-hmm. Your friends didn't cover the bill. You know, your friends are lucky if they come and they just drink everything, but they don't pay for anything.
Right.
Most of them anyway. But yeah. So no. That's why you have your parents' friends at the wedding because they tend to be more generous. But that's a side note. Maybe you want to talk about mortgages. I mean, maybe that's something that, you know, because I know I'm confused out there with a lot of the things out there, and I'm learning more every time. But you know, FHA, VA loans, 30-year, 15-year, adjustable arms, fixed. I mean, maybe give us a...
Yeah, absolutely. So before I jump into that, the one thing that I wanted to add as well with regards to pre-approvals, and again, definitely for first-time home buyers, something that's very important to understand and keep in mind is a mortgage lender in a mortgage bank is pre-approving you based off of a monthly payment. Okay, and that monthly payment's based on the income that we're able to support and validate that you have as part of the application process. And the reason I say that and why it's so important, a lot of people will, again, unfortunately, they go online and they get a pre-approval from a really large internet bank, and it says you're pre-approved for $400,000. And people go, great, we're going to go search for a house at $400,000. What people don't understand is you can buy a house for $400,000 that has taxes of $7,000 a year, Or you could buy a $400,000 house with taxes at $15,000 a year.
Yeah, I know mine are $1,000 a month.
mine are not $7,000. I know that. Why is that important? Well, that difference in, call it $7,000 a year, $7,000 versus $14,000 on taxes, that has to be added to your monthly payment. And if you're not working with a professional loan officer who understands that it's really about how much you can pay on a monthly basis, the house that's $400,000 with $15,000 in taxes, that homeowner is not going to qualify potentially, but they do qualify for the $7,000 one. So when they go put their offer in and they go, wait, what do you mean? You told me I was pre-approved for $400,000. That becomes something that you don't want to fall into as a first-time home buyer, because you no longer qualify for that house. So, again, just very important to make sure when you are working with a mortgage professional, you know what the monthly payment is and what you qualify for from a monthly payment, not just from a purchase price perspective.
Sure. And I think it's important to be honest with your mortgage people, too, because, you know, you're planning, you know, your wife's pregnant and you're planning on losing some income. Those are the people you want to be honest with, folks, because you don't want to be a year in and find out that, you know, you need that wife's income every day to make the house payments. I think that's what mortgage companies look at. They're looking, and some people say, well, I make a lot more than that, but, you know, they're looking at other things. Life gets in the way, and you have to be able to pay for those things that get in the way and still keep your house.
Right, absolutely. And you know, what I would say, Larry, is we're moving into a period where, especially with a lot more millennials entering the housing market, they're much more conscious of credit score. They're much more conscious of monthly payment. And that's actually a really good thing. And the reason I say that is, again, and you kind of hit on it, people were over-leveraged years ago purchasing a house. They were, you know, unfortunately taking out a mortgage that they probably shouldn't have. No offense to the homeowners. They were, the banking institutions were saying, go ahead, take out the mortgage.
Well, it's also sexy. I mean, I can remember I was making big money and I was looking at these big McMansions and,
sure.
You know, and my wife and I today are still glad we didn't make the jump because,
right.
You know, we're in 2,200 square feet, but we were looking at 4,400 square feet and I'm glad I'm not in it because I wouldn't use it anyway.
Right, right.
Absolutely. But it was sexy and it was attractive and, you know, and everybody was doing it. And
everybody wants to do it. And what we're finding and what I'm seeing, at least, again, with a lot of millennials and people that are looking to purchase now is, they're not saying how much can I, what's my maximum number that I can get on a purchase price. A lot of them are very conscious of, we have other expenses that we occur, right? Maybe we have a couple kids, we have daycare. Daycare
well,
is very expensive.
You have student loans too, millennials.
You got student loans, exactly. And so their understanding of, we want a monthly payment. And that's actually really a great thing because, again, it's ensuring that we are not allowing really our society to over-leverage themselves, but that they can really make sure that they're making the right type of mortgage payments. And again, it's just where having a mortgage professional that is helping you with that part of it, as opposed to saying, here, go buy that McMansion for, you know, $400,000,
$500,000. So you're telling me, in a sense, a professional mortgage person can be the brakes on that, in a sense, or the guidance there, because they're not emotionally involved and they're really trying to make you happy and not regret the decision. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, some people think, oh, mortgage people just out there to get, you know, to get my money. Nobody's happy when something fails or you go through that process. So I think that's important. And I don't think people realize that. They think that they feel like you're like the loan shark.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And instead of the professional trying to get you the instrument that will get you in a house that may be your lifelong house or maybe not. And those are decisions to make, too, like we talked about a little bit about ARM before. And, you know, it depends on whether you're going to be in the house for 20 years or you're going to be in it for 3 years. I met a guy today who moved 18 times in the last 12 years. I can't imagine.
That's a lot of moving.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine that because I moved twice in 30 years and I still remember the nightmare.
Right, absolutely.
So,
Larry, I like to think of myself actually as kind of like a gatekeeper for my clients. And what I mean by that is, as you're purchasing a house is the biggest investment.
It's the biggest single, I've said it many times
that,
in the show.
That you're going to purchase.
It's probably the single biggest investment.
Yes. Aside from your health, I will put that out there. Health is absolutely important, but, from an asset perspective, biggest investment, you want to make sure that you are in complete, I say complete control, that you're in a great spot to be able to purchase this house. And as a loan officer and as the gatekeeper, my job is to make sure that as you're going through the process, we are doing everything possible to help you so that you can purchase that house, that you can have that big investment in purchase. So what does that mean? That means, you know, on my end, you know, I'm looking out for them in terms of getting them in touch with the right type of home inspector, right? Getting them in touch with insurance companies. That's right. Larry McEntee, Home Team Inspections. Making sure that they're in touch with the right insurance company, making sure that they're in touch with the right realtor if they reach out to me on the pre-approval before ever talking to a realtor, right? Making sure that they're being supported by the right attorney that's going to support them through the process, and that they might have to, you know, at 9 o'clock at night, pick up the phone and give a call to the client, right? The service component of purchasing a house, I can't stress enough how important that is. Above and beyond anything else with regards to the transaction. You need to have the right team that's going to be supporting you and providing the service that you need in order to purchase your house.
It's funny you say it that way, because I looked at it and, you know, it's probably the single biggest decision you're going to make is the mortgage, because, you know, they can show you the right house and everything else, but if you can't pay for it, if you don't have the residual income to do the things that are necessary. And I was just thinking as you were talking, I mean, you buy a house that's, you know, 4,400 square feet, maybe you can afford the house. 2 years down the road, you need to put a new roof on it. Now that roof, instead of having 10 square, is now, you know, 16 square, and it's got 14 gables, and it's going to cost you, you know, $18,000 to replace instead of the normal 6 or 7. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can buy the house, but don't think that you're going to get away with, okay, I bought the house, now I don't have to do maintenance. It has two furnaces, you know, now you're paying two gas bills.
Right, right, absolutely. And that touches on different types of mortgage products as well, right, which you had mentioned. So
yeah, let's talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely. So there's, you know, one of the nice things is, and even from the time that I purchased, Larry, from the time you purchased, there's new loan products and programs that are out there. But really what most first-time home buyers and most home buyers in general fall into is a couple of you know, main, I'll call it loan programs. You have your USDA and VA loan programs, which are government-type loan programs where you have 0% down payment, 100% financing available. You have your regular conventional loan, which most people think of as, I need to put 20% down. Just a little call out there, you don't need to put 20% down for a conventional loan. You could go as little as 5% and even 3% in certain circumstances. There's actually a program out there right now, Larry, that's 3% down with no PMI.
Wow.
On a conventional loan. And for those out there listening, so PMI is private mortgage insurance, which is an added component to your total monthly payment when you're not putting 20% down. So this program that's out there, you know, location specific, but you could put 3% down and not have mortgage insurance. So that's nice for, again, some first-time home buyers, some people that are looking to purchase, understanding the value of paying yourself as opposed to paying rent for other people. And then the last program or kind of bucket that I refer to is an FHA loan. Again, a lot of people think first-time home buyers, best advantage is to go FHA. It depends, and that's where it really does make sense to have a mortgage professional go through all the options with you to make sure that you're going into the right loan program. You may qualify for a conventional loan and an FHA loan, but one is going to be better than the other based on your specific circumstances. So let's talk about that for a second, Larry. If you have a person that says, well, you know, I have $50,000 for my down payment and closing costs, right? And based on the type of house that they're looking to purchase, what that purchase price is and the down payment, you know, there's times where, and this is about kind of being that gatekeeper, it's talking about, you know, having those additional reserves. I never want my clients to put every last dime into the down payment and closing costs, because there are things that come up during the process. It just happens, right? You want to always make sure that you have emergency funds set aside in the event that there is an emergency. So what that means is you may have thought, you know what, I'm going to go with a conventional loan and put 20% down. What I would say is, well, maybe rather than 20%, we look at 10% There is that mortgage insurance, but don't worry, Mr. and Mrs. Homebuyer. Your credit scores are phenomenal. Your debt-to-income ratios are pretty low. That monthly mortgage insurance is only going to be about $40, $45, $50 a month more. For certain people, that's completely okay, knowing that they don't have to put down another $20,000, $30,000, right, to have that. So those are some of the things that we'll just look at when it comes to different types of loan programs and making sure that we're collectively working together to put you in the right program that's best for where you currently are today.
So there's all different programs. And you know, one of the things that you mentioned before about these, you know, and it's hard to avoid them, the Internet companies that are trying, you know, and everybody thinks that you're going to save money because you're going to the Internet. And one of the things that annoyed me is, you know, they suck you into the advertising and say that they can give you a rate. And I was just wanting to know what the rates were and figured maybe it's time to refinance or whatever. And, you know, I put all the data in and they say no application necessary and all this. But you get to they want their home address. They want your phone number. And they say, oh, it's just to verify. You know. But then, you know, you hit that last button and it gives you nothing. And it says five people will call you. Mm-hmm. And not five people call me, 35 people call me, and they don't stop calling me.
Right.
I mean, so I did it once, and I never do it again, because for like 5 months, I think everybody who had a nickel to lend was calling me saying they wanted my mortgage, and all I wanted to do was check the rates.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, and you know, there's different business models that are out there, and, you know, there's different companies that heavily focus on just promoting and advertising on the internet. The one thing that I'll just kind of call out to anybody that's looking to purchase a house, be very cautious of the numbers that are provided. It's advertisement, right? At the end of the day, it's an advertisement for you to start working with them. Until you get the opportunity to talk to a true lending professional, and again, it's why I say in person, knowing that you're speaking to somebody who is local, it's important to have that, because they're going to tell you really what the truth is. I mean, you know,
dealing with somebody on a headset halfway across the country is not the same thing.
It's not. And, you know, when the other thing to keep in mind is there's that fine print that's always at the bottom that a lot of people disregard or just don't even see.
14 screens. You think I'm reading that?
You know, you see a rate that's, you know, a quarter, three, it's better than everybody else that you've talked to. But what you don't realize is in that fine print, they're charging you, you know, 3% of your loan amount to get that interest rate. There's those hidden costs. So, again, like you said, Larry, we as mortgage professionals, and I say we, the people that are in this industry to really help the home buyers and the consumers, and I think there's a lot of us that are, we're the gatekeepers. We're there to help you. We're not there to be that crummy, you know, salesperson.
Well,
it doesn't help anybody.
It doesn't help anybody by saying no to people or telling them that they're limited to 400 instead of 450 or something. I mean, so there's no wager in it for you there. Right. I also found the technology is great to service you. But it has to be the add-on. My daughter gave a speech in high school that was about technology and how, you know, walk in a room, look somebody in the eye, and shake their hand. Use the technology to keep in touch and to do business, but you got to make that connection. I think that I find that a lot with, you know, I love the fact that, like, my Liberty Mutual, everything's done on the web now. I pay the bill. I get my policies. I get the updates. I don't get those 4,000-page prospectus in the mail anymore. But, yet, you know what? I still have an agent that I have lunch with once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I look, and when I have a problem, and I got to call them, and I say, look, this is what happened. You know, I had a car accident. How do I do this? Those are the things that, you know, I didn't want to sit on the internet talking to some screen that might be answered from halfway around the world. So
right.
I can appreciate that, Archie. And I think that's important. So I want to encourage people to make a relationship, to build these relationships and help you and find somebody you trust. That's the key. Because, I mean, without the trust, then you're always going to question your decision or what they're saying. You mentioned, you know, private mortgage insurance. One of the things that reminded me is when I bought my condo, I only put 10 down and I had PMI, and I never knew that as soon as I got over to 20%, the value, whether the condo increased in value or I paid more equity into it, I could get rid of it. And it was like $126 a month, which was not chump change in 1990.
Sure.
And somebody at work says, no, you should call. And I called, and it was good that they called because I just made it. I mean, I was just about 22%. So, I mean, I didn't pay a lot that I, you know, it's funny that nobody will tell you when you're eligible to get rid of it. But damn, if you need it, they're on your back to pay it.
Sure.
But if your equity grows or you're putting more money down and, you know, they don't call you up and say, hey, Larry, congratulations, you crossed that 80%. We're going to take PMI off.
Right. Right, absolutely, yeah. So that's part of, again, you know, I talk about service a lot and focusing on service. One of the things that I am starting to do moving forward as well, and you know, I've actually invested quite a bit of money into some technology. Like you said, technology can be used as a tool to help further service our clients. I've invested in technology that enables us to do refinance scenarios for our clients, right? And part of that comes down to having annual reviews with my clients. That's that added service. You very rarely do you ever have a 1-800 number call you up and say, "Hey, Larry, how's your insurance going? Everything going?" But when you have a professional loan officer who is following up and just saying, "How's everything going? What's going on in your life today? Is there anything that's new? Anything that's changing?" And you know, when you have a client that says, "Well, you know, actually, we had an accident, right? And we racked up some medical bills, and we're a little concerned, and we're trying to understand what we can do from a financing perspective." We can do that analysis for them. And look, not all the time, and even with interest rates coming down, you know, there's instances where it doesn't make sense for them to refinance.
I happen to have a good mortgage guy that did that. He says, "Hey, Larry, your kids are going to school. Has things changed?" And rather than go into debt and buy student loans that would, you know, and they were still subsidized, but they were 4.8, 5.2. Mm-hmm. You know, I used my mortgage, which was at 3.5, to pay for some of my kids' school. So, you know, I'd rather pay that back at 3.5 than pay it back at, 5.8 and use that. Plus, if anything ever happened to me, the house value is still well within it. I'm not over top.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you're right. And I had some good advice there, and they showed me how I could pay it back and accelerate it if I wanted to.
Right. The key is to always provide your clients with options, right, and solutions, and do the analysis. And it's up to you as the home buyer when you're going to purchase to make sure that, again, you're putting yourself in a good position that enables you to be able to afford that monthly payment, and also, you know, understand if we want to pay off the house in 15 years versus 30 years, or, you know, some people are looking at ARMs nowadays with where the markets are today. So it's something to make sure that we're constantly looking at and helping our clients with, and that's not just in the forefront. Larry, one of the things you mentioned there was with regards to the student loans. And one thing that I try to pride myself with as part of being that gatekeeper is getting you in touch with other professionals that are looking out for your best interest as well. So when I do have clients who say, "Hey, Archie, we're not sure if we want to, you know, leverage and kind of, you know, finance, you know, take some equity out of our house to help pay off student loans, or if we should maybe pull out of a 401k or if we should pull out of some other retirement accounts."
Sure.
That's a great opportunity to introduce you to a financial planner who really is looking out for your best interest if you don't currently have one. If you do have one, that's great. I would love to talk to them so that way we can make sure we're on the same page in terms of doing what's best for you as the homeowner.
Worst case is you give them some questions to ask them.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's the worst thing, and you can go back and talk to them and you know, and a lot of people have them already. And I'm the same field. I always figure if I can't help somebody, the best thing I can do is refer them to somebody who can.
Right.
But you got to do your homework. I mean, you got to know what you're talking about, and you got to. But at the same time, you guys, I'm not telling you that people are stupid. Like, it's just that people like Archie who are doing mortgages every day. And I also don't think they're a rocket scientist, to put it that way. I'm not saying that, but they do it every day, so they know the programs that are out there, the ones that take advantage, the ones that are bad, and they do it every day. I don't do it every day, so I don't begin to give mortgage advice. I don't give stock advice because I don't do it every day. I mean, there was a time in my life where I was involved in the market and I knew a lot more. The best thing I ever did was put my money under management and let somebody else manage it, because you know what? Unless you're doing that full time and you know what's going on, you're really out in left field. So with that, I mean, Archie's going to be back and we're going to finish up with mortgages, but I hope you're learning something and I hope you rely on your professionals out there. And the key is finding people you trust and you like. But we'll be back in a few minutes. Let's just run some commercials for the station. And you're listening to the Home Team on the radio here at Huntington County Radio. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back with Archie Fisher from Crown Home Mortgage. Archie, I mean, what do people want to know, and how can they get more answers? I mean, you're available to answer questions. I mean, I'm sure you'll take lots of calls from people, and you're more than welcome. Tell people how they can get a hold of you or get some more information about the mortgages.
Sure, absolutely. So so a couple ways to be able to get in touch with me, my cell phone might start blowing up here, but I do provide my cell phone number to all my clients, and the reason for that is if you're looking to put an offer in on a house over the weekend, you might not find, you know, that loan officer sitting, you know, in their office. So you need that updated pre-approval. I'm going to get it to you over the weekend, and the best way to do that is through my cell phone number, and that's how most people contact me. So that number is 908-310-3730. Again, 908-310-3730. My email address is Archie, A-R-C-H-I-E, at crownhm.com. And my website is archie.crownhm.com. Three different ways that you can get in touch with me. On my website, you do have the ability to click for a pre-approval application. It will notify me, and then I'll have the ability to contact you right away.
Great. Hey, Arch, maybe you can recap in a sense. So what are the maybe you simplify it down. I don't want to say three steps or four steps, but what are the, you're out there right now. What should you be thinking? Because springtime's coming. The market's hot. Good houses are hot. Let's get things in order. Let's help people get the next step. What should they be doing?
Right. Absolutely. So, first step, contact a mortgage professional. Hopefully through this radio show here today, you can see the sincerity and value that I provide to my clients. But get in touch with the mortgage professional. Have your credit report run. Let the mortgage professional take a look at your documents. Big myth is that a lot of people think, oh my gosh, if I have my credit report run, it's going to bring my scores down. Get very concerned with that. That should be, especially with purchasing, the least concern, because that mortgage professional is going to help ensure that they're doing what they need to for you to be able to help purchase and buy a house. So get pre-approved. Get the opportunity to talk to a local lender, somebody that you can ask questions, make sure that you're comfortable working with them. At the end of the day, my focus is always making sure that from a service perspective, you are getting what you as the homeowner deserve, and that's top VIP service. Again, Crown Home Mortgage, where our customers are treated like royalty. I really do stand by that, to be honest.
That's great. I mean, because and it goes back to what I always say to people in on this show is rely on the professionals. I had one of the guys I did a home inspection for a couple weeks ago call me up and said, "Larry, what things on the list do you think are diehard?" And I said to him, "I can't answer that, and I won't answer it because I don't know the value of the house. I don't know what you're paying for it. I don't know what you want to tackle and what you don't want to tackle." I said, "So understand that's where you need an agent because." You really need to know. I mean, if you're paying $200,000 for a house that the comps are selling for $350,000 and you got to put a new kitchen in it, so be it. You're getting it for $150,000 less than market.
Right.
If you're paying top dollar and it needs a new kitchen or needs a new roof, then maybe you got to consider whether it's worth it or whether you want to negotiate better pricing. I always tell the people that I bought my house. I mean, I was pre-approved for a lot more than we borrowed. I've since refinanced and made it more in debt, which is fine, but I'm paying for it. But, you know, I put a kitchen, three bathrooms, a roof siding and windows in the house. Mm-hmm. But as the agent told me, the house was priced probably $120,000 below market, and I paid half of what it's worth today. So I could put the $100,000 in it, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you have mortgages like that too, the renovation loans, which are big today.
Absolutely, yeah. There's renovation loans, and you know, I realize our time is kind of short here. So again, if anybody does want to reach out to me, ask questions, different types of loan products, you know, I could probably spend the next 8 hours just talking about the various loan products. But feel free to reach out to me. There are different products, like Larry said, renovation loans, you know, regular conventional loans, FHA loans.
And, yeah, just so you know, my attempt here wasn't to educate everybody on every loan out there.
No,
it was just
no, not enough
to,
time.
to more to educate you to what mortgage professionals do other than just hawk your loan. I mean, you know, they're not out there just to sign your application fee. They're not out there for that. As a matter of fact, the good mortgage guys I know want to make you very happy because, you know, one mortgage not going to make their week. They need you to tell your three friends who are buying houses and their three friends and their three friends. So understand that they're trying to build a relationship so that it's a long-lasting relationship.
Right, absolutely. And that was one thing that I was going to add to it. My business is really purely based on referrals and relationship-based. I do not go out and buy leads. You'll see a lot of people that do. And really, in my mind, those people are looking for the transactions. I'm looking to help consumers and put a product out there that people are going to really appreciate and like. And like you said, Larry, refer me to their next client. So when I say, you know, that service is important to me, I want my clients ultimately become relationships to have that ability to refer me and continue to grow that way. I had a great 2018. 2019 is actually looking to be even better than 2018. So I'm excited for that, and that has to do with my clients and the appreciation. So I got to thank them for that as well.
Well, that's great to hear, Archie, and no doubt about it. You know, Archie and I hit it off right from the first time I met him at the real estate conference. Actually, it was a little training session on the lawyer was there talking about taxes and and the new rules for the real estate agents, which people don't understand. They're independent contractors, most of them, all the ones I know. Mm-hmm. So they're actually working for themselves out there. And well, they're working underneath companies and brokerages and all that, but they're still working for themselves. So we sat there and we talked in the back room a little bit while they were having their tax things. And, you know, you got a guy who you can trust, who you can sit down, have a cup of coffee with and figure out what you're going to do. And you got to be honest with the people because, I mean, again, we don't want to – nobody won on the housing market that was oversold.
Correct.
People buying $500,000 houses that should be buying $300,000 houses didn't win. And either did their neighbors, either did the towns they were in. Tax appeals were rampant. You know, people living hand to mouth, stretching it. So nobody wins in that scenario. So don't take it as an insult when if somebody comes back and tells you should only buy this much. It doesn't mean you couldn't do it tomorrow. It doesn't mean you can't grow to it, but it's based on today's evidence and things get in the way. Also, plan on those things in life. I mean, I didn't plan on having three kids on top of each other. I had three, you know, the 5, 4, and 3. I mean, it was like boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
You know, we defied the odds there. There was people told us you can't get pregnant while you're nursing. Well, guess what? I can. You know? And as I tell everybody, my wife got pregnant. I got pregnant with her. She gave birth, and I didn't. But, you know, those get in the way in real life. I mean, because before that, we had two big incomes. incomes, and you know, it was easy street. And then all of a sudden, it was like, whoa! And we looked at each other and say, damn, guy, we didn't buy that big house.
Right, absolutely.
And not that we didn't buy a nice house, don't get me wrong. There's different houses for different people, and also different what you're going to do. If you're going to entertain, I mean, I did a house for one of the housewives in New Jersey. But you know what? They ran a TV production company out of the house. I mean, guess what? That house, people say, 11,000 square feet? I said, they had cameras in there 9 months a year. I mean,
right.
So understand that there's different reasons for different things.
Right, and everybody's unique, Larry. You know, every situation is unique. So as much as we all look to help one another, for me, if I was a non-mortgage professional to go to my friend and say, you need to put 20% down when you purchase your house, maybe for that person, but you know, for the other one who's looking to purchase right now, that might not be the case. So again, it's really about everybody is unique in terms of where they are. Talk to a mortgage professional. Make sure that they're looking out for your best interests and making sure that you're going to be in a loan product and more importantly, in a house that you love that you can afford.
And you know, it goes back to what my father said when I bought my first brand new car. He said, "If you love the car, the payment's nothing." And I think that's the same thing about your house. If you like your house and you enjoy living in it, and it's your home and you're happy with it, you know what? It could be a big payment. It could be a small payment, but you're going to enjoy it. You'll make that payment.
Right.
He said, when you hate your car and you're making that payment every month, it's lousy. I mean, every time you write that check, it kills you.
Right.
So I think home is the same way. And it goes along with my story beginning when we talked about is home mortgage is just one step in the process of buying that house. And the mortgage companies are dependent on the inspectors and on the appraisals to make sure the house is what they say it is. Because don't forget, they're making a decision based upon paper. The mortgage person doesn't go out and inspect the house. They're counting on me to do that, to identify that, hey, you need a $10,000 furnace, guys. Add that to the list. Because,
right.
I mean, okay, I'm stretching. I'm only putting 3% down, but now you need 10 grand for the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't want to get in there and find out in the dead of winter you don't have heat.
Right.
So we all work together. And if we do it right, it's sweet.
Right. And that's where further negotiations can be had too, right, Larry?
Sure.
When you're doing the right thing for your clients through the home inspections, that then hopefully results in opportunities to negotiate the price down, get a seller concession, all pieces of you know, information that as a team, right, the home inspector, the mortgage
real estate
company,
agent,
the real estate
the insurance
agent,
agent.
As a team, we're all looking for your best interest, and we're going to make sure from a communication perspective that we're getting that done for you.
And if you get the right guys or the right people, right women doing it, they want your business, but your business is more important to be right for them because they don't make a living on one deal. So get that person that's looking for that long-term relationship because I'm looking for repeat business. One house does not make my mortgage payment. So with that, we're gonna wrap up here. But a little bit, you know, we talked about the home inspections. Make sure you're doing them, and make sure you even though you've moved in now, you're in your house a year. Walk around the house. It's springtime. Look what the winter did to your house. Look at your windows. Look at your rotten wood. I did a house today, 700,000, beautiful house. All the window trim had 1-inch openings on the end, and the windowsills underneath the vinyl was being rotted from the ends, and it was amazing. A nickel's worth of silicone sealed them.
Mm.
But you got to do the work, guys. You got to take the walk around. You got to pick at your house. You got to make sure you're looking at the things and taking care of that investment. Because I don't care if you paid a nickel for it or you paid $500,000 for it. It's worthless if you don't take care of it. My last term, I leave you with a quote today. I haven't done that in a couple of weeks. But also one other thing is next week I'm having an interior designer on. And I'm going to look up her name here because I don't want to embarrass myself. Hang on one second here if I can get my email open. Her name is, sorry, guys. I wasn't ready for it. Maria Bowers from BD Design. Maria is a home designer, and she's going to bring along some ideas of how you can fix your house up on a budget, little things you can do, how to get your house ready for selling. And so next week we'll have Maria Bowers from BD Design here. She's right here in where is she? In Tewksbury? No, she's up in Annandale. I'm sorry. Up in Annandale. And she'll be on then, and then the week after we're going to have Viking Pest Control. So look forward to talking to you then. But the quote of the day is today is, be nice. It doesn't cost you anything, and it will pay you back in spades. So be nice out there, guys. It doesn't cost you anything. Remember, people value it tremendously, and it's a way to get up on your competition. That doesn't hurt to smile and be nice. So have a great weekend. Make sure you say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and have a great weekend. Thanks, guys, and let's turn you to the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's in no hurry to strike a trade deal with China after U.S. tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods go from 10 to 25%. Farmers will be among the most affected by the tariffs, and hog farmer Brian Duncan tells Fox News,
"Well, I think the reality is a lot of farmers